is a race for Secretary of State. All right. Well, Secretary of State has had most of its duties stripped away. Virtually all of its duties stripped away, except one. The Secretary of State is the keeper of the state seal. Keeper of the state seal. In the Middle Ages, the seal was a big deal. If the seal was broken on an envelope, you know that somebody had broken into it and so forth. Well, there's a guy named Jay Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, who ran against Doug La Follette, Secretary of State, in 2018. He got 47% of the vote. This guy is bad news. He's running again. Primary is August 9 in the Republican side. And he has said that he would not give the seal to the Wisconsin Election Commission or the governor to certify electors unless he's decided who the electors were. And he wouldn't have given it to Evers back in 2018, after the 2018 election. There's the 2020 election. 2018 was when Evers got elected, but 2020 was when Trump lost, and he would not have certified it. Well, he doesn't have the power to do it, but what he has said is that no matter what happens in 2024, if the Democrat wins, he won't provide the seal, the state seal, to stamp on the certification. Well, the law doesn't say he has the right to do that. It says he's the keeper of the seal. If the governor demands the seal for a document, he can't countermand it. But what he will do is simply withhold it, and then we'd have to go to court over this technicality. This guy is truly bad news. We need to reelect Doug La Follette. I'm not at all pleased that Doug has decided to go to Africa for 3 weeks in July. What the hell does he think he's doing? Doug, I've known you for 45 years, for Pete's sake. What are you doing? What are you doing? But that is what he's doing. But he has a great name, Doug La Follette, and he's a good guy. He's been Secretary of State forever. He's a Democrat. But more to the point, he's quite independent. But whoever wins, he will provide the seal to the governor to certify the election. Jay Schroeder won't. And this is going on around the country. In Pennsylvania, a guy named Doug Mastriano got nominated by the Republicans. He's a QAnon guy. He's a Trump guy. He said, I will not certify anybody against Trump. He said it, and now he's the Republican nominee for governor. Same is true with the Secretary of State Republican nominee in Nevada. And this is true of dozens of people around the country who won these various primaries, and what do they do? They flat out say, I will only certify a Republican. Now, they don't have the right to do that, but it requires a judge to tell them. I told you down in New Mexico, the head of Cowboys for Trump, it's like a small county, Otero County, wouldn't certify even the primary votes back in June for his county in New Mexico, because they used machines that he felt conspiratorially were not right. Yesterday, New Mexico Supreme Court ordered him to certify it. And if he still refuses, they'll have to put him in jail. This is how the elections may go. This is how the elections may go. Then what happens? Judicial orders are not self-executing. There's going to have to be a declaration that if the Secretary of State steals the state seal, conceals it somewhere, that somehow then you don't need the state seal on the certification. And that's going to require more gymnastics. Quite simply, the Republican Party has drifted so far towards fascism that it's going to be difficult to bring it back in its present form as a party. It does have Liz Cheney. It does have Adam Kinzinger. They're both excellent people, strong patriots, but they're not high ranking enough in the Republican Party. They had a guy named Rice down in South Carolina who voted to impeach Trump, and he lost 2-1, worse than 2-1, in his primary. Right now, the Republican Party is being driven by a small but red hot base And in a primary, even if you have 30% of the people or 35% who are white hot for something, you have eight candidates, what do you think is going to happen? Up in Alaska, Sarah Palin came in first in the primary. Alaska has a strange rule. Anybody who wants to run, say for Congress, just runs in one cluster primary, and then the top four run in a runoff. So Democrats and Republicans all run in a super primary. There are 48 of them up in Alaska. 48. The four that came out of it, Sarah Palin is in the lead. Then that goes to a final for whoever's going to be the congressman. She could win. Now, Sarah Palin is the one who is truly bat feathers crazy. I mean, the only funny thing, and I say that with macabre humor, is seeing a committee with Sarah Palin, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Lauren Boebert on. And they're all competing for attention and go after each other. I mean, that this is pathetic. This is the Congress of the United States. This is the Congress of the United States. Some of those eminent people in our history have been in the Congress of the United States. And this is what we are reduced to. So be aware, there's nothing you can do about Alaska. There's nothing you can do about Pennsylvania. There's nothing you can do about Nevada, but there's plenty you can do about Wisconsin. The Secretary of State office is usually a snoozer. It's a yawn. It's not this time. It's not clear that this Jay Schrader will even be the nominee, but the others are just as bad. They all say they're for Trump, and they obey Trump. Doug LaFalda has got to get reelected, or you're going to have a Secretary of State who's going to have to be forced to do everything by the Supreme Court. And until we add a justice to the Supreme Court in the election in April, and that's the one that Judge Janet Protasiewicz of Milwaukee, one of the strongest judges here and in the state, is running for, whom I support, it's hazardous. We have Brian Hagedorn, who gives a 4-3 majority on many election-related things. I think he'd stand tall, a lot of respect for him. But that's just a very one line of defense. Three of the justices on the Supreme Court voted not to certify Joe Biden, even though he won, to obey Trump. Three of them. One of them is not running for re-election, and that's the one that's an open seat, and that's the one that Judge Janet, we call her Judge Janet, very, very good judge, who came right out and said, I'm going to enforce our democracy. I'm going to force your vote. Just excellent. There are a couple of other people running, a Dane County judge, who I don't know him, but I assume he's a fine fellow, and then a fellow who ran before, a Republican, a Trump MAGA type, who would shut down our democracy. You don't want him. So until we get the Supreme Court in a position that will unquestionably enforce our democracy at every turn, we are at risk. But you can start by remembering this. If any of the Republicans win governor, they will turn over the right to pick electors to the gerrymandered legislature. And if any of the Republicans win Secretary of State, they won't certify Democratic wins. Keep that in mind as you vote. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great call-ins. As always, Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.